You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, Jeremy, let me share a conversation with you that took place with one of my sisters day before yesterday. She called. She goes, "You got a second to talk?" And I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I have to pick your brain regarding something." So immediately, my mind goes to her dating situation, her new boyfriend. You know, is she going to ask me advice? She has called me in the past and asked me advice about how a guy was treating her and what did I, you know, she didn't want to overreact, but she wanted to know from a guy's perspective, you know.
Sure.
So I feel like, you know, that I've got a pretty good handle on that. And so when she said, "I need to ask your advice," I was like, "Oh, here we go. Dr. Dom, the doctor of love, ready to dispense."
Man problems.
That wasn't it. She said, "What is your position on graduation announcements from extended family?"
It is that time of year, isn't it? Where they're coming
certainly
in the mail.
Are you getting
up.
Them yet?
No, I don't think we have anyone around that age right now. Everyone has already moved on from all that.
Yeah, okay.
But we have in the past, definitely.
My family on my mother's side is massive. It's a big family. And so at any given time, every year, there are people who are graduating from high school. And so, yes, here it came in again this year, you know, the graduation announcements. And no matter how we talk about this, someone's going to get their feelings hurt and get upset. And I recognize that, but I'm going to plow forward anyway. Is that okay?
Go for it.
My only concern is with students who send out graduation announcements to people that they really have zero interaction with.
Right.
Does that make sense?
They probably really couldn't pick you out of a lineup. You've just, you're on the family tree.
Right.
And they send them out. Yeah, yeah.
And when they're getting ready to graduate, their parents say, "Hey, you know, you should hit up for some money."
Well, Dom, he's on the radio in Denver. His hands out money.
And you can take me out of the equation. This is across the width and breadth of America.
Sure.
Families get these announcements in the mail, and they're always like, "Well..." I had somebody say something funny the other day. They go, "Well, no, the graduation announcement is not them asking for cash. It's just letting you know that they're graduating." And I was like,
"Okay."
Come
you toss
on.
It in the trash. Hey, look at that. They grad. No, it's not.
Who believes?
It's
who
to get a check.
That? So a young person that I don't think ever even had a conversation with in my life, lives 1,500 miles away, is just sending me out of the blue an announcement, "Hey, you don't know me, but I'm graduating from high school."
When we were getting them, I remember numerous times I would open them up and ask Nicole, like, "Who is this? I have never even heard of this person. How did they get our address?"
Yeah.
What do you do then? It's you can't blame them. It's whoever their parents are. They're just pulling out the address book and sending them all out.
And there's not even, blame isn't even the right word. It's just an interesting.
It's expected is the thing. It's expected that you send that out and you expect money back. And I'm a fan of gift grabs, but even this seems just a little.
I know you are.
A little much. Well, what
so
are you going to do? Did
here's
you
an
get
interesting
it?
Angle.
You got
people,
it.
Well, I'm going to send her a check.
You
my sister
are?
And I, my sister and I both got
the same
graduation announcements from the same group of kids. And I'm going to, for one of them, I'm definitely sending out a check. And I'll tell you why. It's because I really, really, really like her dad a lot. And he's a super good guy and has been for practically my whole life.
Well, then send him a check. With the note that says, "Congratulations, you got your daughter through school or your son or whoever this is," and say,
"Right,
go get yourself a six-pack or two. Go celebrate. You're the best."
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know, and here's an angle, too, because I know people are going to, I'm pretty good at reading the room, generally. Sometimes I'm surprised. And I can hear right now, hey, this class of 2020, they've had a horrible year, blah, blah, right. And I'm like, okay, in some respects, they have. In other respects, they have not. I get it. I agree. However, if you make special exceptions this year, how unfair is that to the class of 2021? Because what are you going to next year say? No, class of 2020, I gave them money, but you don't get anything. Right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm not belittling the fact that the class of 2020 lost a lot of stuff. Their graduation, their prom, all I get it. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, does that mean you automatically send them money?
Or do you just send them a little more? Because you'll still send money, I think, no matter what year it is. Even for the next 5 years, they're still going to want money. Is it going to be that you send them a little more this year?
And hope that they
put an extra 10 in there and say, yeah. Right. Yes. Say, so you had a, this was a difficult year. Here's an extra 10 spot for you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What do you think people think about this? Any comments that we're going to get?
I would like to get some comments on this. I think there's probably going to be a lot of people that feel the same way that we do, that it's just a bit of a gift grab. But
well, everybody it's knows a guilt.
You're guilted into doing this, which
and
I don't like.
Because it's family, if you don't, well, that's even a bigger middle finger to your family, isn't it? Because if it's just
if
the,
they're out
the
of
kids
state,
of a friend.
Though, if are they out of state, then it's kind of like, it's so much easier just to blow it off. And is it worse if you do acknowledge it and send back just a congratulations card with nothing in it? You could just do that. Congrats.
Are you telling
and no
me
money. You're still
you would
do
that?
Well, then that goes back to the argument of it's just to show you that they've graduated and, you know, just to show that they succeeded. We're not asking for money. Then send back a card that just says congratulations. I'm acknowledging your card that you sent me.
That is a bigger middle finger than not sending anything.
And I always hated that. Like when I graduated from high school and college, if I got a card in the mail, opened it up, and there was no check in it, it was like, screw you.
Right. You're not going to do that.
But you should.
I'd love to hear from parents of the class of 2020 and how they're handling this and what the reaction has been. Like, what's the response been? Because people have been sending out graduation announcements for the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what has the response been? Is it a bigger, like, is there a bigger haul for people this year than in years past? Like, if you had a kid who graduated in 2017 and you've got another one who's graduating in 2020, what has the difference been between, you know, like,
you send them a check and an iPad or something, like, it's extra, it's overboard gushing this year.
Wow.
Why don't you do that, Dom? Send him an iPad.
Done.
Because her dad is great.
Right now we're talking about graduation announcements, and Jeremy referred to it as the annual gift grab. Well,
in a way. Why is it that we do that anyway? I mean, it's just your job. You go to school, and then you graduate and move on. Why do we have to hand you money for just doing your job? You know? Here's a Facebook message from John. He says, I'm sure someone was going to be mad at this, but here's what I do. I always request to know their GPA. If it's over 3.5, they get a check. If it's under 3.5, no check.
Wow.
I need to know that they worked hard and didn't float through their final year, because we all know senior year, they start to slack. Thanks, boys. Love ya, John. So he's like, yeah, okay, what's your GPA? If it was good, you get a check. If not, you don't. I kind of like that angle.
Well, what's the next step, though? That you need an actual copy of the transcript? Because if they just told you...
I guess you'd have to talk to the parent of the student.
Well, what if the parent says, oh, yeah, 3.7?
Well, if they don't know his little scheme here.
Oh, or so just innocently asked?
Just, yeah, how'd they do? What was their GPA? Were their grades good, you know?
I guess they were doing really well until that last semester, and then, you know, kind of got distracted.
John does some digging, man. But I kind of like that. Why should he send you a check? Why should anyone send you a check if you've got like a 2.8 and you barely got through?
So don't reward bad behavior? Is that what John's saying?
I think so.
Here is Nick on the phone. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, this is awesome that you're talking about this.
Why? What's up?
I got two this year. The first one was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so. And I get this card, and I'm like, who the hell is this? And it took me like 3 minutes. Okay, Nelson. Oh, they're related to me. What state do they live in? I've never met them, the parents. I've never met them, and I've never met their kids.
You don't know any of these people.
How did they get here?
I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. I couldn't even pick them out of a list of names.
Oh, my gosh, Nick.
You know what you should do? You should send like $10 with a note that says something like, sure hope I get to meet you someday. I mean, that would be funny to me.
It's a jerk move to do that. So how are you related? Did you end up figuring it out?
Yeah. So cousin, my mom's cousin, I think. I don't even know.
Look, this tells us everything we need to know. You can't even figure out how they're related.
This is what we're talking about.
I've heard the name like once or twice in conversations, but that's it. But the other thing, Jeremy, that you said was awesome because the you know, when you have a friend that their kids send you, and I have a friend that was the second one I got, and she's adorable and I love her, but I've only met her like 3 times. And so I like the idea of sending my buddy a bottle of rum because that's what he drinks. Congratulations, you got her.
Yeah, you're like dumb. You just like the guy.
Thanks, guys.
I'm glad you called, Nick. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show, making us laugh. You know, this is leads to another kind of scam. What if you just found people in other states with your same last name?
And just start sending it. That's great.
Right. Like if your last name is Wilson, you find a bunch of people named Wilson that are 1,500 miles away and you say, hey, you know, I'm your long lost cousin, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully we can connect sometime. Sure, it might only be 1 out of every 100.
Right. But you might get some cash back. I will say, you know, thinking back to my graduation, Dom, like I raked it in. I want to say I got something like 2,500 to $3,000. For my high school graduation.
Holy crap, Jeremy.
I got a lot of money. And kids, listen here, I was smart with it. I started my Roth with all my graduation money from high school.
An IRA?
I started an IRA with that money.
And you're going to be retiring next year, right?
This is my last month here at the station.